All right, we're back. So we're recapping the fantasy suite date and the women tell all.
Yes.
Riveting stuff.
So much telling. The women tell all had a lot of telling.
Yeah.
And the fantasy suite had no fantasy, but, you know, it was...
Yeah, and it's still an episode to be continued.
Oh, 9 more hours. How many more hours do we have?
So it'll be 2-hour episodes. So we probably have another 3 hours.
Oh no. And that's like not with commercials. That's just like 3 hours of content.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess on Hulu it's 1:20. So 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. So we have some good stuff to look forward to next week. I don't know if I'm anticipating the end as much as I'm just curious to just see how it plays out.
I think I have a very, like, not unique in that it's interesting, but I thought Monday night's episode was extraordinarily boring.
Yeah.
I was not compelled at all, but my brother and sister-in-law watched it, and I live with them. And so I didn't watch it Monday night, but I got home late, and I heard them downstairs in the bathroom, like, raving about the episode for 25 minutes, and, like, talking about how good it was, and how they couldn't wait to see what happened. So I, like, was like, okay, I don't really like this season, but I was going into it, and I was so freaking bored by the whole episode. I had to keep on fast-forwarding over Cassie and Colton's crying. All they did was cry.
They did cry a lot.
It was so boring, and I don't... Okay, so I guess I'm skipping ahead.
But, so let's, like, start with Tayshia first.
That was so boring. I didn't even watch it.
So...
No one cares, girl. No one's gonna pick you, so why am I watching your fantasy date?
Right. So my Hulu, like, just stopped working. Like, the sound stopped working for 20 minutes.
During Tayshia?
During Tayshia.
That's perfect.
The last half of Tayshia's date and the first half of Cassie's date. So, like, I finally was able to, like, jump in.
Well, I think that's great. They're both boring. You don't need to hear them.
Something. So Tayshia's date, like... They were just, like,
on a date,
chatting about how, like, they have fun together.
Sure.
Okay, cool.
Great.
We
That's
know
a
that.
Death knell. Oh, I have fun with you.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, you have fun with your siblings or your cousins or your dog.
The thing I honestly am curious about is, did he sleep with her?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think they slept together. I'm almost 100% positive they did it. I think that's no.
Okay, why do you think that? And I'm just curious.
Because I read it.
Okay. Where?
Oh, I don't know. I just, like, so I'm on Twitter.
Okay.
All the time. So it's like several tweets are saying they didn't sleep together, but they didn't. That would be a big deal because he's a virgin.
I think so too.
And the way he talked about, I only want to sleep with someone I'm really in love with, which is Cassie.
They were being so weird before the overnight part.
Who, him and
him and Tayshia?
No, but I think I have no, like, sources to point to, but I saw it several times. I'm almost positive that they did sleep together.
Okay.
Because that would be such a big deal if they slept together.
Yes, I 100% agree.
Of course they would bring it up. They have nothing this season. I mean, I know the gate jump was big, but this has been an extraordinarily boring season.
It was kind of
boring. And even, okay, we'll get to it.
Yeah.
So I thought last night was boring, or Monday was boring. So that date sucks.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Password Cassie. Nothing riveting. Then her dad shows up.
Okay, but it was so weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
Colton's nonchalance about the dad not giving
not
approval.
Not a big deal. So his
communication was weird.
Is so poor. Like, I think if he had reworded it and been like, you know, even if your dad doesn't approve now, I still want us to keep doing this, so he will. But he, like, could not articulate that, and it was so infuriating.
And he just was like, it doesn't matter. And it's like, dude, that
She's
is so
freaking
rude.
Out. So, like, obviously it does.
And if someone said that about my dad, I'd be like, no, what my dad says does matter.
Exactly.
And you brushing it off is the worst thing you can do.
Yes.
And I could be wrong, but you're the Bachelor expert. I feel like there's been times before where the parents weren't necessarily so pro whoever the Bachelor or Bachelorette was. I mean, I don't think anyone asked for hands in marriage like Colton.
Not like 4 times.
No, not so formally. But I feel like, I can remember, like, conversations when the two are outside about to leave.
Yes.
They'll kind of confer about what happened. And
there's
been moments in the past of vulnerability, like, oh, I don't know if that went well.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Why didn't Colton say anything?
I don't know.
He has no depth.
It was so strange.
Turd.
It was so strange.
And it's just complete unawareness of Cassie's.
Yes.
And I'll get into her dark night of the soul, because I have questions about that. But okay, so Colton just says, it doesn't change anything. I don't care. And she's like,
and she's freaking out.
And he's like, everything's great. We're in the best shape.
Changed everything.
Yeah, and she goes like white in the face. She is visibly disturbed. And he's absolutely. I love her every second of the day. And yes. We're perfect. So, okay, stupid. And then they all go their separate ways.
And then her dad
comes.
Okay, so honestly, like, that whole producer play.
Heavy-handed. That's yes. Where I'm a little skeptical of a lot of this. It's so, like, I'm not a Bachelor historian, but I do remember Peter and Rachel's kind of raw conversation. And while it was different, she was going to pick Brian anyway, but it right. Was just like, it seemed a little, not more authentic, but there's something about it that it, like, was more compelling. But because her dad showed up in Paraguay, yeah. Where they were?
Portugal, okay,
whatever. Right? So, okay, Paraguay. Okay, yeah. But they went to, like, Vietnam, so I figured they could go to Paraguay. But that was so staged. And I know she didn't know, but
yes,
why is
it was.
That, why are you doing that, Dad?
It was, like,
I guess you can't call him.
I know. Part of me is curious if it was, like, producers reached out to him.
Yes.
Or he somehow finagled a way to,
it was,
like,
definitely producers. Like, for sure.
It just,
like, you couldn't have had that. Like, so am I wrong when after Hometowns, doesn't the contestant get to stay with their family?
You know, I assume so. I don't
know.
They
film it that way.
Yeah.
But you imagine you would have a moment to be like, I don't think you should do this.
Yes.
And it's not like The Bachelor was sprung on them. They right. knew from the beginning she was going to be on it.
Yes.
And there was a potential mm-hmm. that she could get married. So
yes.
Your objections.
Absolutely.
Are not really yeah. based on Colton. It's based on how quick it is.
I 100% agree.
Which is fine. I'm not saying he's wrong, but you could have had that conversation when she applied and when she got on the show. It wasn't Colton
yes.
that sparked his sort of disapproval.
No.
He's very
this
much,
was a process.
He was like, yeah, Colton's great, but for us, marriage is so important and it's
which,
a commitment
cool,
to God.
Yes.
100% agree, great. And this is too quick. And when you know, you know. And it's like, well, you probably had the thought
mm-hmm.
that if you go on The Bachelor, which isn't real life, so maybe you and your wife
yes.
met in real life, but The Bachelor is just a fake world. So emotions
absolutely.
Are so crazy and you don't know anything about,
yeah.
you're so discombobulated. You imagine there's probably some doubt. So why
yes.
did you have this conversation with her beforehand?
Exactly.
Why is it now?
And then to, like, jump in that late.
I know.
Yes, it's fair to, like, challenge your child. Like, is this what you want?
Challenge your child to not go on The Bachelor.
Yes.
And then be like, well.
Well, and I feel like you should be used to this because this is, like, the third time she's been on, like, our
right.
reality
exactly.
show.
Exactly. She's on one right now. It's not. And also, dude, you know what? They get engaged on the show. They don't get married right away. Like,
exactly.
I mean, it's
and
like
half the time they break up anyway.
I know. So it's
yeah.
all kind of a sham. So it
just
seems really producers are like,
yeah.
make this happen.
It felt really icky. And, like, I know her dad probably did not intend to come off this way.
No.
It seemed very manipulative.
It did. And he's like, I don't think you really love him. That's why I'm upset. She's like, I guess I don't. It's like, she is a weak.
It's like,
she's
she
weak.
She had, like, mind nibawashi.
Yeah.
On her.
And their relationship, when she was telling him, like, at Hometowns, like, but I'm not stupid, Dad. It's like, I don't have. My dad and I don't have that relationship. Even when I was 23 and
yes.
younger, it wasn't like that. That reminds me of 14 years old.
Yes.
I'm not dumb, Dad. Like, when you're rebelling,
yes.
establishing boundaries, identity outside your parents. And she's very young, but she's not 14.
Right.
So the whole relationship is a little like, well, you're letting, not letting, but you're obviously okay enough with your daughter being on The Bachelor that you're going to be on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're letting your family be on it.
Yes.
And your other daughter's dating a celebrity. None of that's bad, but it's like,
it's not consistent.
No. And so it seems a little like producers are like, make this happen.
Yes.
Make this happen. So then she's like, oh, I got to leave.
Yeah, but then,
why?
Like, goes on, like, the second part of
right.
the
so can
date.
We, so my confusion, so she keeps saying she loves him but is not in love with him, which, what?
She was so confused.
My thing is, it's not real life, and it's not falling out of love with someone would probably imply that you've been together so long and the spark has gone away.
Yes.
You've known this person for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So you love them,
mm-hmm.
which, how does that even happen? But you know, like, you can nuance it too, but I'm not in love with you. It's again, it's not a real life experience, so it's kind of heightened.
I totally agree with that. I also, like...
And then she's like, thinking, I love you. I love you so much. I love you so much. I want to be with you. But I can't. I'm confused. It's like, what is so confusing? Right. I was unclear.
For someone that was so, like...
Into it.
Into it. And then, in addition to that, not being able to make her mind up, but, like, couldn't just, like, bring herself to be like, okay, this is what it is.
I yeah. mean,
she lingered for so
long. And then she kept putting his head on his forearm.
Yes!
And if it was reversed, like, if I was, like, in love with someone, like, if I was Colton, I guess, and then the guy was like, mm-hmm. I love you so much. I just don't know if I'm in love with you. I can't do it. And then, like, put his forehead on mine, yeah. I would, like...
And then, like, make out with each other before she leaves.
So this is where I think I'm just convinced that the producers are in their ears kind of suggesting this, so there's some drama. Otherwise, how freaking boring.
There was zero drama.
Like, so I was uncompelled by their emotion of emotional vulnerability. Mm-hmm. Both of these people don't seem like they have a lot of depth on TV. Who knows? They're probably, you know, Picassos in real life. But to me, they seem pretty shallow, and their communication skills are so poor that it's just like, I love you. And it's like, I love you, but I'm confused. So I don't know what's going on. They're crying all the time, and it's just like, okay, go. And Colton being like, I'm going to fight for you. It's like, okay, dude, you're so lame.
And then it's like she's gone, still bawling her eyes out.
Yeah, I don't know what I did.
And then Colton goes rogue.
I know. And I was reading Reality Steve's thinks that was staged.
Really?
And he convinced me.
Hmm.
I think it's just so... It's the Bachelor's such a big apparatus. It's like he's in the middle of nowhere,
mm-hmm.
and he just disappears. How is that possible? How would it be possible? They have cameramen everywhere. They're in the middle of nowhere. He doesn't have a phone. He can't get anywhere.
Yeah.
So if he's just walking, someone would probably catch him.
Yeah.
And everyone's reaction to it was like Chris Harrison being there immediately. Was like, get Chris. And then Chris was right there. Is he just on hand? Because in my mind.
I think so.
I don't, but I feel like to me, I'm a little like, it was tight when it happened. I was like, dang, he jumped over the wall.
I mean, that's some like athleticism.
I know. So impressed. Now I get that he's an athlete. Before I was
I
like,
get it now.
Practice squads, boo. You know, I'm not the least athletic.
No, I definitely like could not do that
in the world. But I also like judge you for being on a practice squad. But he did that. I was like, man,
it was extremely impressive.
I want to. Okay, yes. We should just like. How many athletes do you think could do that? Do you think all professional athletes?
No way.
I don't know. Baseball players, no, not all of them. I imagine, well, a football player, like a big one, might not be able to do it. But I think it would be interesting to have just a variety of famous athletes jump over that fence. Just to see how athletic do you have to be to do that. Because to me, he did it one fell swoop, too.
Oh, yeah.
It was crazy.
It was just like, hike up the pants. It was like, I'm doing this.
And his clothes weren't like athletic, so it's like kind of tight pants, a tight shirt, not nary a, like a rip. That was the most impressive display from Colton all season. And then Chris being like, everyone just like, Colton, like it's a missing child or dog. I was laughing, but not at all emotionally involved.
No, I just was like, oh, great, it's a fast jump. This has been every week. Teased.
And it happened. And to me, it was fun, but not compelling. But imagine if Colton would have been like murdered. Like, that's what I was thinking about. Imagine if he does
this.
What
a plot twist.
And then some random.
He made it out of Portugal, and he's looking real rough.
But what if he had gotten murdered? That would be the craziest season of reality TV. They probably couldn't show the season. That would be really insensitive. But that was the only thing that kind of got my juices flowing. Was like, imagine if he just got murdered, you see the producers like, oh, there's Colt, and then they just like pan, and it's like they see his feet, and then they just pan over, and it's his dead body.
It's interesting that your mind went there.
Oh, I'm thinking about
foreign country.
Yeah, and it's so that was really interesting, but that was all in my mind. So I was underwhelmed.
So, like, I gotta take this a different direction because this is not compelling.
Yeah, I was like, okay, okay, make your own reality, Katie. Make your own reality.
Yeah.
So yeah, boring, but
to be continued. Like literally to be continued.
Yeah, I could care less about Tayshia and Hannah G. Yeah. Like, it's gonna suck to see them.
They're totally irrelevant. No. I mean, and we all know it. Yeah, like, we could all see it throughout the entire season. And granted, I mean, their experiences are all completely different with the person. So, like, yeah, like, that weird golden girl, Nicole, like, crying all the time. Yeah, she probably thought that, like, her and Colton were it for
life. I know, and that's, we talk about that with women tell all. It's so weird to be like, you never knew Colton. Like, don't cry over him. He didn't like you or know your name.
No. So, anyway, that takes, that's a perfect segue. Yeah, women tell all.
That was, well, I fast forward all clips from the season and any of the one-on-one interviews. Yeah. Like, they're so boring in that capacity. And it was about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It was so short.
It was so stinking catty. I actually, at one point, was like, do I really want to watch this? Like, it was, this is, like, nauseating. So, let me,
I took notes because it was almost overwhelming. And, okay, first of all, the random girls who are talking should not.
So irrelevant.
Jane, the social worker.
Who is that?
And then the blonde one, Nina. They said Nina a lot, so I put it together. Why do they get to speak? Why are they invited back? I actually don't. So they kind of led the charge in the beginning, and you're like, I don't, like.
Like, who are you?
Yeah, like,
and
don't.
Why are you talking?
Talk. Nobody knows you. I guarantee you Colton doesn't know who you are.
No way.
There is no way he knows who
they
you are.
They probably had 15 minutes with him on the first night. Yeah. There's 30 people.
And he's drunk, and it's 6 a.m.
Yeah.
So he doesn't know you, so it would be like me being up there. Like, you could put me up there, yes. No one would know. I could have been Jane, the social worker.
I did love that DJ Aggro, like, did say call that out to someone. She was just like, you left the first night.
DJ Aggro had a short but sweet.
She was
in the very beginning. She looks crazy.
Yes.
Her lips have gotten bigger.
Yes.
So she looks insane.
Yeah.
But she got the first, like, few minutes, and then she did.
Yeah. And then it was just like, okay, cool. Like,
yeah, I'm trying to.
You're not around anymore.
Progression.
So, I feel like the next thing was, like, Onyeka. Was that the next
maybe
thing?
Oh, yeah. Because she got into it with.
Yeah, because DJ Aggro.
Oh, Onyeka, some
crazy Cuban Nicole.
Oh, it's Nicole.
It was
Erica.
That.
Okay. And that is the least, actually, all of the drama among the girls, besides for Hannah and Kaylin.
Yeah.
I actually think that's real and deep-rooted.
Yeah.
But all, like, Onyeka and
Nicole,
and then the other one, Demi, who was being outrageous. I didn't even think she was
and
funny.
Courtney, who still couldn't talk to Colton.
She had moments. Demi had funny moments. It was, that conflict is so boring.
Oh, yeah.
It was so not interesting. All we heard about was, like, we don't care about Cordy.
No.
And Demi is funny, but she is so.
She'd be so gold on Paradise.
I know. Yeah, but she's overplaying her hand. Like, her putting her arms up and, like, I'm me and I'll never change. It's not, like, that's why I didn't like her. Like, I don't even think she's a Corinne who was.
Oh, Corinne.
Kind of a
perfect.
Terrible person in some ways. Seems like she's not a very good person, but. And probably fake on the show for a little bit, but she seemed genuinely, like, such a weirdo. And
yes.
It was like they all put on something, but I think she's just kind of like that. Demi, it's such an act. It's like you're a Broadway actress on stage.
Yes.
And so you're funny, but to me, it doesn't seem authentic.
Yeah.
And so.
She did have some good comebacks, though.
Some of it was really funny, like. The give me a shot was funny. The bed bugs was funny.
That was very
But
funny.
The audience was, like, dying. Like, well, it was like Dave Chappelle.
It was honestly painful because that girl, Courtney, like, is so riled up.
I know. And not
but
super
for, like,
good
no
at
one cared.
Combating
well,
insults.
And then, like, her pacifier thing. Like, that literally was, like, assault.
I don't know what was going on. I was just like, is she gonna hit her? I was like, yeah. Like, I was like, yeah, do it. Because I watch Bravo reality show, and there's been reunions for Real Housewives where it's gotten physical, sort of.
Yeah.
And but it's always, security's always there. So I'm watching her walk up to Demi, and there's not a security guard in sight.
Yeah.
And she's, like, in her face, and not a security guard around.
No.
That, and maybe they edited it out, but I was like, that's insane. And then I didn't even see the pacifier.
You could, like, if you, like, focused in on, like, what she had, like, you kind of were like,
oh that
gosh.
Might be a pacifier.
Yeah, but, like,
also, someone put a pacifier in your mouth.
Oh my gosh.
You would flip out.
Like, I don't understand, like, what came over her. Like, she wanted, like, the last
oh,
word.
Oh, not
but
came
then,
over
like,
her.
Had to,
she
like, assault
she
dummy.
Planned it for months.
Oh, yeah.
And got the last word, and it was like, oh, well, I can't remember what she said, but it's like, I'm gonna show you not to be a baby in time out. And it was like, you planned that, and it's obvious. It was so awkward. Dumb.
And the fact that the producers even, like, let her do it.
I know. And Demi was pretty, chill about it, relatively speaking.
She did look pretty stinking pissed.
She was pissed, but some people would react by, like, hitting you.
Yes.
So that's why I'm like, I don't think she's as crazy as she's seeming.
No.
I think people, I wouldn't, but I'm, like, not very aggressive. So I would think if someone puts something in your face, your natural instinct maybe to kind of push them off. Absolutely. And she did it. So she was pretty calm.
She's probably so stinking shocked.
I know. Maybe that too. But then she's like, I'm going to put my heel down your throat, which is like, it's pretty good. Yeah. But even that was not that compelling to me.
No, they all, like, you could just tell the age of the group based on just, like, their very, very poor communication skills. Yes. And, like, then Chris, I think at one point, asked, like, Kaylin and Hannah, like, what their thing was.
Oh,
actually, it was very respectful that they were just like,
it's because Hannah B's gonna be the bachelor. So she's like, okay, well, I have to be kind of political and kind, and I'm not gonna start it.
She did jump in on, like, talking about that chick Katie and being like,
oh my gosh, I love Katie.
I
loved her, and Kaylin is awful.
Whole thing was so bizarre.
Katie was so honest, like, her conversation, it's not like that type of conversation would shock you to have these two people be like, we're the two hottest girls here.
Mm-hmm.
One of us is going to win. One of us is going to be the next bachelorette. They're on The Bachelor.
Yes, there's always that potential.
This isn't a fairy tale. They're on The Bachelor. We've talked about this. You can find love in other ways.
Yes.
They want to do it on TV. That says something about you. So,
well, and every single person there, that's the crazy thing. That it's like, okay, maybe it was a faux pas to, like, have this conversation around other people. Right. Yes, maybe think about that twice.
Maybe, but
everybody knows going on that is the potential.
If you're an idiot, like, do idiots, like, only an idiot would be, oh no, they're only on The Bachelor to find love. If you are like an imbecile, you're just like, oh, they really are about the journey and finding the one. It's just about being there for the right reasons. Anyone with half a brain would know, yes, maybe they want to find love, but they want to be on TV and potentially be famous, even though Bachelor famous isn't really even that
impressive. No, but it's pretty insane how much money they can make.
They make great money, but if it's about fame, I don't think it's about money. I think it's about fame.
Yeah, I think so too.
So I think Katie kind of read her, and Kaylin's response was just so lackluster, and her being like, no, I said something different, and I would never say that. And Cassie and I are best friends, so of course I want one of us to get the guy, another one to be on The Bachelor to find love.
Yeah.
And it's like, what are you saying?
The thing that, like, was really strange is the fact that she even was just like, Katie, you and I talked on the phone about this.
Oh.
And then Katie, it was just like,
and Katie seemed legitimately mad. Kaylin seemed caught. Mm-hmm. And it made me dislike Kaylin so much.
So we got slightly interrupted. So we were talking about, like, the weird rift between, like, Katie, Kaylin, and then the issues that they had.
Yes.
And
that was compelling drama to me.
It was really bizarre. Like, and based on, like, Katie's reaction, like, you really truly want to, like, believe her.
And Colton's like, she's the best person I've ever met. Like, he thought the world of her in terms of her moral integrity.
Yeah.
And she never seemed particularly petty or vindictive
on
the show. It
didn't seem like it.
And I think Cassie wasn't ready for marriage, which we saw. So indicating that, especially in light of what happened, shouldn't be inflammatory. It's just kind of how it was.
I think so, too.
So Kaylin's response just made me really think, like, ugh, I'm so glad you're not the next Bachelorette.
Yeah.
She would be horrible, but I don't know if she was just sad because she wasn't.
Yeah.
So she was like such a, like, I loved him. It's like, no, you didn't get picked and you're not the Bachelorette. So now you're sad.
Yeah. But it's like a weird situation because, like, I don't really want to point fingers because obviously, like, I wasn't there.
No.
But
shocking.
Like, you were. At the same time, it's like, really, what train do you want to jump on?
I know.
You know?
Yeah.
And both seemed somewhat upset, and I actually read something today that there was someone that had been at the Women Tell All, and there was actually a lot more that had happened between them.
Who, the...
Kaylin and Katie. And Kaylin got so mad that she was, like, cussing at Katie, but they edited it
all out. That's what we want to see. I don't need to see bloopers. Exactly. I'm tired of all the bugs.
Because it really did appear like Kaylin was, like, very nonchalant about it, but then, like, come to find out, they edited out this, like, entire segment of, like, her getting so mad at her that she was, like, cussing at her. That's sick. Where, like, who do you believe?
Yeah, I would love to see that. I believe Katie 100%. Katie's just mad that she didn't get picked for Bachelorette. And Hannah then was being
mildly diplomatic.
Because you're going to be the Bachelorette. Yeah. So you can't go into it being, oh, I hate this girl.
Yeah.
She won. Absolutely. Their rivalry was ended when she became the Bachelorette. Like, one got higher in some beauty pageant, whatever. But Hannah B's gonna be the Bachelorette. No one will know Kaylin in 5 minutes. I mean, she'll be on Paradise.
I would be very curious if she went on. So speaking of Kaylin, so Colton, like, totally dodged her question.
I didn't really watch his thing. It's super boring.
Chris Harrison was just like, Kaylin, when Colton comes out, like, we'll give you the opportunity just to, like, ask him any questions.
Because she was the most taken aback.
Yeah, and she was the last one to go home.
Oh, right, because all those other girls are weirdly not at the... Like, shouldn't have Cassie been at Women Tell All?
No.
Why?
Because Women Tell All, it's either the last two or last three are not there because...
Even though Cassie went home.
Yes. So because it still hasn't been, like, quote unquote, resolved yet.
Oh, okay.
So they never have, like, the last two to three people.
Even if they go home before Women Tell All.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, and especially because there's still more story that's
playing. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So, Colton comes out. Chris, like, is like, Kaylin, do you have any questions for him? And she's just like, what happened? Like, I don't understand. Like, you and I had a great connection, blah, 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 blah. Like, you told me you were falling in love with me. And then I was just completely shocked. And you sent me home. He literally did not give her an answer. Like, he dodged her question.
I love that. Dodge him, Colton.
Yeah. And so then Chris is like, Kaylin, do you have anything else to say? And she's like, well, I mean... he doesn't love me.
Right.
And, like, that sucks, and I still don't know, like, what happened.
And I think that, I get that, but he just doesn't, you're not the one he's into.
Yeah.
That's hard to communicate.
Which is fine, but, I mean, she wasn't wrong to be like, hey, you told me this, and then, like, I was totally caught off guard based on all the different things you had been telling me.
Yeah, fair. I don't know. I kind of don't like her, and I think it's insincere. So, for me... Yeah. And it's your best friend is like, so she said her best friend is Cassie.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that complicate your relationship with Colton?
Absolutely.
I don't understand...
Well, and especially because Cassie probably has told her what happens.
Right.
So then it's just, like, a weird situation. Well, and like,
based on, like, Colton loves Cassie.
Yes.
So that's why he didn't pick you. I don't know why she still had doubt after.
I don't know.
Like, she knows Cassie.
Yeah.
Like Hannah said, he jumped over a wall for Cassie.
Yeah.
So why is Kaylin so confused if...
Well.
Yeah. So I was just uncompelled.
Apparently she was in a lot more love than we thought.
I know, man. What a...
Yeah.
Bleeding heart.
Yeah.
Then that was kind of it. Then they had the bloopers.
Which, I mean, Colton saying
nailed it. It was perfectly kind of quasi-douchey, unoriginal dude.
Nailed it.
Was funny. But I think maybe I'm just anti-Bachelor right now because nothing they're doing is
appealing. Yeah, it hasn't been, like, amazing. And this is the third season in a row where it's just kind of been blah.
I know. You're just... Hey. I mean, I kind of liked Ari's season.
He was so terrible.
Yeah, and the girls are, like, kind of cool, actually.
They had better girls in this season, for sure.
I know, I don't think the girls this season were good.
They're just so young.
Yeah.
Except for, like, the Cougar Club, which is the same age
and they were. Yeah, oh god, we're older. We're older than Cougar Club.
Yeah.
And they were so boring and kind of matronly. Like,
I know.
They acted old for being 31.
Yeah.
But I imagine if I was surrounded by 22-year-old girls...
You would probably go crazy.
I would probably go crazy.
22 no offense and 3-year-old to 22-year-old.
Would be
crazy.
Yeah, it's so different.
Like, it is so different.
Because when you're 23, you think you are... We've talked about this. 23 is when you are the shit. Like, you think you are... And you are. It's like your prime. Like, you're way cooler than you'll ever be.
Or so you think.
So you think, I mean, no, I was, I like, thinking back on my 20-year-old self, I am disgusted.
Yeah.
But you just think you're so freaking cool and clever and funny and pretty and everything. Yes.
And that's what this cast was.
It's just like, and like, it's not 100% really based in reality.
Also, I did get some, like, Twitter love. I added Bachelor and Bachelorette and said, please do not make Hannah B the next Bachelorette. Yes. I had, like, 12 likes and, like, a couple retweets, and I was like, I'm not trending, but I'm close.
You're getting there. I know. We got to work on our social media game.
So, you got 12. I did get some attention. But I was, like, really, really delayed because I was obviously not watching it in real time.
Oh, yes. No,
I probably could have blown up, but...
How you could have been the first?
If I had
been on... That toast she did on Women Tell All was enough to convince me not to have her be the Bachelorette. Yeah. Because she is kind of kooky, and she seems unstable, which is tight. I would love an unstable Bachelorette. But she is so awkward.
Yeah, she's very awkward.
And I just can't imagine men fawning over her. And it's not because she's not really pretty, but I just don't think she engenders that type of reaction. She's such a dingbat.
Yes. And I kind of feel like if you're some person that's going to be in that role, you have to have, like, some sort of maturity. Like, even though I didn't, like, love Becca.
No, she was mature. She was super mature. Yeah.
Prior to that, it was Rachel, who...
Right, yeah, very...
was a lawyer. Prior to that was JoJo, who's tight as hell.
Yeah, JoJo was cool. JoJo was cool. Caitlyn. Don't know that any of them before JoJo.
Yeah, but, like, all the people before that were older and more... Even and more mature. JoJo was the youngest and was 26. And maybe
they're like, well, The Bachelorette's been pretty boring, so let's...
Because they're picking totally uncompelling people.
I know, to me. But I don't... At this day and age, maybe you can't
get I don't know. People. So, that's kind of where we're at, I guess.
Kind of just thumbs down all around.
Yeah. We still have 2 episodes left. So we'll be back.
Hours.
We'll be back for sure next week. But stay tuned. We have some exciting things coming up.
Yes.
Which we're pretty pumped about. Super so pumped. Stay tuned to our whole audience of, like, no one.
Just us. Me and Amanda.
We'll be back
next week.
Next week.
Later.
Bye.